welcome to Tech Access Daily Tips, newocr.com. Hi, everyone, and welcome to today's tip. Today, I am going to discuss a website to which you can upload a PDF or other image files and get back recognized text as if it were done by a recognition engine, which I guess in a sense it is, except it's not on your computer. It is in the cloud. It does not email you back results the way some pages we have discussed previously have been doing, like Zamzar and the one page that was turning things into Braille documents that we examined earlier. So what this does, this is called newocr.com, and essentially you upload a file and it puts the text into an edit field on the website, and you can copy and paste the text from the field into a document and edit it on your computer that way, instead of having it send you an email with the document in it. It just keeps it on the website. You can't do anything with it in the cloud. It just stays there until you get it out of there and onto your, you know, into a notepad or other text editor to edit what you need. So I'm going to essentially show you how it works. It does perform multi-column recognition, and you know, it's not really 100% terrible. It actually does a fairly decent job. You just don't have any capabilities with it other than see what the text is and then copy and get it out of the edit field. It's free, so I am really not going to complain, because there are a lot of PDFs that for one reason or another are difficult to read, either with Adobe Reader X, which at some point I will get around to doing a tip on. There are just so many good alternatives, I don't use it that much. Or other programs of that nature. This website, you get to it by going
inbox with gold wave.
newocr.com. So let's go there.
Mozilla alert, web visum is now enabled. Close this message. Google English toolbar.
newocr.com.
Type keyword to search edit. I'm feeling lucky. Free online OCR convert JPEG, PNG, GIF, BMP, TIFF, and PDF to text. Mozilla Firefox free.
There is a way to sign up. I'm not sure what kind of benefits you gain. There is not a pro account to my knowledge. There's just this free version. You don't have to register and sign up. I haven't done that. Don't know that I will. But it will convert. It will get text out of PDFs, BMPs. People still say files in bitmap format. TIFF, JPG, and other image files that may have text in them. So
free online.
The only thing about this site, navigating it's fairly clunky because there are a lot of ads on it.
Recommend. Free online OCR convert JPEG, PNG, GIF, BMP, TIFF, and PDF to text frame. Recommend. 446 recommendations. Link sign up to see what your friends recommend.
I'm not exactly sure what that does.
Free online OCR convert JPEG to Swift 0 frame. http://googleads.frame. Link omni page, link PD, link document scanner, link graphic ads by Google.
Ads?
http://frame end. A Swift 0 frame, newocr.a Swift 1 frame. newocr.com is a free online OCR optical character recognition service. newocr.com can analyze the text in any image file that you upload and then convert the text from the image into text that you can easily edit on your computer. Unlimited uploads, no registration, layout analysis, multi-column text recognition. 29. Languages support image files JPEG, PNG, GIF, BMP, multi-page TIFF up to 5 MB, multi-page PDF documents up to 20 MB. A Swift 1 frame. HTTP frame, link
right.
Creator is straight W, double link graphic ads by Google, HTTP's frame end, a Swift 1 frame end, browse, button send file button, language of the document, combo box English, rotate document, combo box no change, a Swift 2 frame, http://frame, link graphic pageant / endless end, graphic I, link graphic ads by Google, HTTP frame end, a Swift 2 frame, copyright newocr.
And that's it. That's all that's on here.
Link home.
Except, of course, for the contact and terms of service and everything. So the only really controls that are on the page are...
Wrapping the top, read only edit. Browse button.
The button to browse for the file you want. It has a language detection.
Send blank. Send file button.
Of course, you send the file to the server.
Language of the document.
You
combo
have
box English.
Supported languages in a combo box.
Land. Rotate document.
And you can rotate it if, when you get it up there, it looks like it's not oriented correctly.
Combo box no change.
Admittedly, that's a visual thing.
Land. A Swift 2 frame.
But that's it.
Language of land. Send file button. Browse button.
Let's browse for a document.
Red RNEX brochure 210 final.pdf.
Okay, it's a brochure. It's going to have multi-columns and things in there. Let's see what it makes of this. And as it says, you can have multi-page documents up to a certain size. PDF, I think you can have up to a 20 megabyte upload.
Free online OCR convert JPEG, PNG, GIF, BMP to recommend. Free online OCR read only edit, document browse, button, send file button.
And it's there, so I'm going to send the file.
Browse, button.
While it thinks about it.
Free online OCR convert JPEG, PNG, IF, BMP, TIFF, and PDF to text. 4 frames and 13 links. Free online OCR convert. Free online recommend 446 recommend free on H frame link on link graph HTTP frame end multi-page PDF file detected. Select pages from 1 to 2 and press repeat recognition.
Okay, so it says there's a multi-page file detected. To find the document, you need to look for the edit field. It will be in an edit field, and this is what
frame
was in my document.
A NATO, root, A NATO, RAL, page, C, X, E, 2010, QQ. QQ, W, double, Raleigh, North, 310, W, Martin, SD, Suite, Post Office, Box, 500.
So, of course, it's not going to do very well with that.
WebVism submenu.
Whoops, that's
the Leaving
menu.
Men Community Services, City of Raleigh, P.O., Box 5, Raleigh Community Services Department.
Okay, so it has...
Space, C, O.
It has
Raleigh
the
neighborhood
text
top name.
In this edit field, and of course, you can hit Control Home once you're in the edit field. Forms mode will kick in, or whatever screen reader you're in will know that you're in an edit field, and you can copy the text and paste it into another document for editing. Other than that, you don't have much control over what goes on in the cloud, and you can't save this as a file or anything.
Home link.
So, let's see. I don't want anything on that page because it's just an address.
Wrapping the top language of the document. Rotate document. Combo box. Page combo box. 1.
And we want to go back to it was a multi-page document. It detected 2 pages. That was page 1. So
wrapping
now we
the top.
Need to, whoops. We
Lang,
need
rotate
to,
page combo box. 1. List box. 2. 2 of 2. Virtual
2.
PC.
And we need to hit the repeat recognition button.
Repeat recognition button. 59%. 100%. 7 frames and 13 links. Free online OCR convert to convert.
And then, of course, it's taking you back up to the top of the page again and not to the edit field where the changes have been made. So you need to find the field.
Edit 1. High-tech, low-tech ways to help your neighborhood group flourish. Learn how to attract new members to your group and keep them actively engaged.
There you go.
Leaders of thriving neighborhood and community.
There it is. So if you wanted
a
all
two
that
frame
text.
A swift, the University of period. North Carolina. Basics of
get
most
to
top.
The top of the edit field. Copy
selected.
It to the clipboard.
Copied. Menu. Search
get another
box. Notepad. Leaving menus.
Open a
untitled
notepad,
notepad
or WordPad or whatever you wanted.
Paste
and
it.
Paste it in there.
Top 1. High-tech, low-tech ways to help your.
And there it is. And it's all going to be there. All the text in that page. You have to do it a page at a time, which can be kind of a drag. But I actually think this is sort of a cool thing. If you just want, you don't want to have to do anything with it. You don't want to wait on an email to show up. You can just copy and paste it into a document when it one page at a time as it's recognized. You don't want to have to wait for 5 or 10 minutes and then say, where'd that email go? It was supposed to send me an email and I never got it. And this is a... you know, several page document. This is really optimal for something that's just maybe one or a couple pages. You don't want to have to keep cutting and pasting pages, but it is nice and quick and easy and above all free. The page is just a bit clunky. So if you've got quick key navigation with a screen reader enabled so you can easily find edit boxes, combo boxes and buttons, you will be able to use this efficiently. Otherwise, it is a little bit clunky because of all the ads on it. But I do think it's a nice thing. I think it's a new thing. So maybe as it goes along, it will get a little bit cleaner of an interface. It is newocr.com. It's simple as that. Thank you very much for listening, and I will see you next time. You can contact the show in one of the following ways. Visit our website, techaccessweekly.com. Follow us on Twitter, TA_weekly. Send us email, techaccessweekly@gmail.com. Leave a voice comment, 260-227-5829.